What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So Shedeur Sanders played pretty well Friday night.
Yeah, I would absolutely give the young man a tip of the cap.
Deion loved it.
Well, of course he did.
LeBron loved it.
LeBron loved it. Robert Griffin said that God intervened in it.
RG3 loved it.
Well, it's so obnoxious to hear people trying to make the ridiculous point that the Browns wanted him to fail and were setting him up to fail. And then somehow, because of God and his sheer tyranny of will, that he overcame that. Like, the truth of the matter is, people thought he was a first-round pick, ended up being a fifth. He was probably underdrafted. He's probably more like a third. And he went out and had a really nice, solid performance. But it also wasn't, you know, it wasn't some sort of virtuoso performance. And you can look through the preseason. I know you didn't watch any of the, like, New England Patriots.
No, but I did see the kick return touchdown.
Yeah, you saw the kick return. But do you have any idea who started that game for the New England Patriots? Who, by the way, won 48-18 against the
Commanders. Drake May.
No, that would be Ben Woolridge.
Who? Well, that
Drake May played for, like, 4 snaps. And they went to Ben Woolridge, who went 9 of 12 for 132 yards and a touchdown, and had 138 rating. Well, that's my point.
Well, how did we get on Ben Woolridge?
Because Ben Woolridge, there's like 6 quarterbacks that had stat lines that were better than Shedeur Sanders. And yet,
this is why I hate preseason.
Yes.
Because it's like, how do you draw conclusions from any of it?
It's
cool to watch, but
all you can say is that there were people tuning in there to watch Shedeur Sanders fall on his ass.
He passed the eye test.
And he passed the eye test. That was not a, there were really bad moments. He should have thrown probably 2 picks. He had the one really bad fourth down play where he pulled the Shedeur Sanders and backed up and ended up getting nothing. Ended up being a turnover on downs. He had 2 really good throws from outside the pocket. He had one basically from his own end zone where he absolutely ripped it. The touchdown pass, the first one, you know, that was the turnover where they had it from like the 10. That's a risky pass. And again, starters, maybe that goes the wrong way, but he fit in a tight window and he did nothing for you to say that he does not belong somewhere in the NFL.
Yeah.
So for the first test, and that's all this was the first test, he passed.
Browns fans want Stefanski turfed because
yeah,
apparently they've never watched Kevin Stefanski on the sideline.
Yeah.
Because they were saying that his bad body language signaled that he wanted Shedeur to fail.
It's so stupid.
Even though if you've ever watched Kevin Stefanski on the sideline,
Stefanski does.
He's always got bad body language.
Yes. Yes.
And his mom was, I don't know, have you ever seen Shedeur's mom?
Yeah, she's an absolute, she's the goat of sports
dudes.
Dude,
what a smoke show.
Yeah, well, it's Deion Sanders, for God's sakes.
Well, I know, but I'd never seen her.
Yeah, she's.
And quite frankly, I kind of thought maybe she'd be kind of old,
me.
No. She was on the sideline doing the, you know, doing the fish lips and like, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Showing off her goods and boy,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's top shelf.
Wow.
That's top shelf for Mama Hides the Cookies.
So Sanders looked pretty good.
Yeah, he looked
passed
good.
The eye test. Mm-hmm. So that's good. But I wanted to see what he said after the game because, you know, does he say the right things?
Yeah.
It can, I think that can be as telling, you know, like just into the mind of mm-hmm. like how the kid thinks, right?
Yeah. And by all accounts, he's a good kid. Like he's
I think he's a good kid. He's awful cocky.
Yes.
But, you know, then again, coming from her and him, yeah. I mean, how could he not be? He had a great, you know, college and everything. He said, I'm thankful for being able to look in every player's eyes and tell them, this is new. This is a family. We've got to change. Me coming here, my vow is to definitely make change, and change was made.
Yeah.
I was very thankful, very excited being out there with the O-line and everything like that. I was so thankful being out there with them, receivers, and everybody did their part, and I feel like everybody believed. Even though it's a preseason game, typically people don't take these too seriously, but that's our Super Bowl. That's each and every player's Super Bowl.
Oh my God.
So the change is a family thing. It's a family. You got to be able to go to war, each and every guy, and understand we're not playing ourselves here. We're playing for each other.
Yeah. And that
that's what Shooter said after the game.
And then he went and he tried to find settle a score with a Cleveland radio guy.
I thought that was a little much.
Yeah, all of it's a little much. And this is the only thing I'll say about Shedeur Sanders is you can love him, you can hate him. You've got people rooting for him because he's Shedeur Sanders and it's Deion's kid and he's cocky and you know he's got the swagger and they want him to succeed. You got another group of people that want to see him fail for those exact reasons. He certainly doesn't lack confidence. The part that I just don't get is one of the reasons that he was underdrafted, and he was underdrafted, right? He probably should have been more like a third round pick. Is because of this. If you bring attention to yourself and you show up with entourages and you do these big speeches after preseason games, players and coaches don't want this out of their backup. Remember when Cam Newton couldn't get a job in the NFL as a backup? Tim Tebow had this. They don't want you. You can't get away with this when you aren't an important player. And maybe, again, eventually he becomes that. And when that's the case, then you can go back to having grandiose press conferences and picking fights with sports talk radio hosts. It's the Bull Durham thing. You have fungus on your shower shoes. You win 20 in the show. You can let the fungus grow back and people think you're colorful. Until then, it makes you a slob. So when you're having these sorts of press conferences and you're making it about yourself and the coaches think that you are a third or a four string quarterback, that doesn't help your case. So I don't get why the Sanders family wants to make it more difficult for him. You would have thought that the draft maybe would have been an eye opener for that, but he played a really nice game in his first preseason game. But then to come out and say that he's changing the culture and yeah, that, boy, I'll tell you what, man, that's just not going to sit well with a lot of guys, especially if they don't think he's the guy. Now, if in that locker room, everyone believes in him and they think that he's the second coming and he's the answer to their problems, maybe. But I find it hard to believe that a guy that's been getting a handful of snaps is having some sort of sway over the locker room. So we'll see what happens. But this idea that somehow he just became the starter is so absurd. The only reason he played is because Joe Flacco's 1,000 and they're not going to play him in the preseason. The other two guys were hurt. Now, he certainly deserves another look, and I think he's made this an interesting battle to be the backup. But Flacco's going to start the season, plain and simple. But we are just so over our skis, and we don't do this with any other player in the preseason because actually most of the quarterbacks, from Tyler Shuck to Cam Ward to, again, Ben Wolveridge in New England, there were a lot of guys that had some nice performances out there that were very similar to Shedeur's. But no one's trying to claim that like they made some sort of monumental statement. But
we know where it comes from.
Yes.
I mean, it's – and so they – like you said, they – they kind of bring it on themselves,
yes.
But they don't care. This is who they are.
Yeah.
Okay. And by they, I mean Deion and Ben Shedeur and just the way they handle themselves. I mean, they can handle it. Yeah. They're talk, but they can also back it up. Yeah. I mean, I thought he did.
Yeah.
Deion has done that his whole life. Like, you know, I'm okay with all that. And some of the narrative, like maybe 60% of it is just drivel that you don't even need to listen to. Right. Yeah. It's like it's just clickbait. It's the Fox Sports scene of media, and it's just dumb.
Yeah.
Most importantly is that his mom is my age. She is 50. It
looks amazing.
Oh my God. Is her name Pilar?
Pilar, yeah.
Pilar Sanders. Yeah.
She may be the goat of sports moms.
Good grief.
Yeah.
I can't believe she's my age.
She looks so good. Yeah.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. So she and I look, I mean.
Same.
If you were, like two people at the age of 50 who could look any better.
How did they do it? 50?
Look for me?
Half
and Pilar. God.
But I will be interested to see, because the second week depth chart came out for Cleveland, nothing changed. He's still fourth. Let me also remind you that depth charts in the preseason mean absolutely nothing because you never know who's going to play. But I think in Cleveland, hopefully Dylan Gabriel gets a chance with the hamstring.
Can we just say, Gabriel is, when you're a rookie and you're third or fourth, if you get hurt, you might not even get that chance. Like you said, just hope he gets a chance. Yes. Even if he gets a chance, dude, Gabe, after this Sanders performance, Gabriel's going to have to get healthy real quick.
Yes.
But Pickett's the other one where it's like, dude, why did they even sign him? You have Flacco, you have Sanders. It's like Pickett, we know what he is. He's not going to be any better than he was in Pittsburgh. He's expendable. And if he keeps getting hurt, it could very easily be Joe Flacco and Shedeur Sanders in Cleveland.
Yeah, so my guess is, and I've said this all along, I think Pickett ends up getting the heave, and we'll see. Snoop Huntley was brought in just because they needed another warm body, but Flacco will start, and then it'll be a battle between Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. Who's two, who's three? One of them will probably end up on the practice squad, and we'll see what happens. But please, for the love of God, everyone, the NFL is not about grudges. The Cleveland Browns are not trying to sabotage anyone. My God, the Cleveland Browns just want a quarterback that can play.
What?
No one's being put in positions to fail because of weird grudges and gripes.
What?
In the NFL, if you can play, they will find you, and he will get an opportunity. And that right there earned him a better look.
He was drafted.
It earned him.
What?
Exactly. It earned him the right. And that would be for any fifth-round pick that started and played 2.5 quarters, and they had a nice, solid game like that. It will earn them more playing time. All you can ask for in those opportunities is to flash something, to let the coaches know there may be something there. And Shedeur passed that with flying colors. But there's a long way from flashing something in a preseason game to being someone that you can actually count on when defenses are, one, better than the Carolina Panthers, two, starters, three, game planning against you. And so this is the first in a long, long process. But tip of the cap, and anyone trying to say otherwise, again, now you're just hating on the kid for reasons outside of football. I'm trying to take that aside and just say, from a football perspective, that went really well for Shedeur Sanders.
All right, so coming up next.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we have the oddest quarterback room that we've had in a while.
Well, I like oddness.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about Cleveland.
Well, Cleveland's is kind of strange.
Cleveland's is strange, but it's
You got Flacco, Pickett, Sneed,
I don't
Huntley.
Think it's as odd as this one that I'm gonna bring up.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
And more preseason weekend ruminations coming up. We also have Shedeur Sanders audio, which you're going to hear more in our Stock Watch at 4:15, coming up on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.